following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
How about those beans?
Yeah! Hey, feeling good because we got Monday Night Football next. Yeah!
Monday Night Football. It was on the minds of these players and coaches just moments after the final whistle in Miami. With good reason. Andy Reid has his team ready and anxious for the spotlight.
After watching the last 2 weeks, what he knows is, yeah, they've had a lot of setbacks here, but he's got a resilient football team.
It should be a fun atmosphere, and coming off a win, I think Arrowhead will be rocking. Should be a good Monday night with the great Kansas City scene before the game and the great emotion inside the building.
For Chiefs fans, the mention of Monday Night Football triggers the emotions that accompanied some of the greatest moments in this franchise's history. Whether it was Dawson to Taylor, Montana to Davis,
touchdown Kansas City, Willie Davis made the catch,
overtime punt return touchdowns, or goal line tackles in the black hole. Monday night has made for many happy Tuesdays in the Chiefs' kingdom through the years.
You took the bull by the horns and you said, I ain't gonna be denied.
The page is turned, and this team is in the midst of a new, promising era. What it could use now is its own Monday night moment.
Everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The bright lights of Monday Night Football are headed back to one of its favorite locations, Arrowhead Stadium, as the Chiefs entertain the New England Patriots. Kansas City will come into the Pats game with a lot of momentum after a 34-15 victory last week in Miami over the Dolphins. The theme of that game, people stepping up. On defense, four deflected passes from the line of scrimmage defenders. Guys like Don Terry Poe, Dee Ford, Justin Houston, and Alan Bailey. The secondary stepping up as well. And guys like Ron Parker, Marcus Cooper, and Sean Smith having some of their best games. And on offense, Joe McKnight comes out of nowhere to get two touchdowns against the Dolphins. And combined with Niall Davis's career rushing day and Travis Kelce, the Chiefs bring some weapons into the Patriots game. So with Monday Night Football and the Patriots coming here, you demand a great show, and we'll have it for you. We will go under the helmet with Marcus Cooper. The Chiefs right now are tied for first in the National Football League with the fewest 20-plus yard passing plays allowed. Also, we'll have running backs coach Eric Bieniemy. What an interesting group he's got. We'll talk about Jamal Charles, Niall Davis, Joe McKnight, Cyrus Gray, and DeAnthony Thomas. But here comes one of the best quarterbacks ever to walk on the planet, Tom Brady and the Patriots. So let's bring in Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel for everything you need to know to get you ready for this Monday night matchup.
Through three games of the 2014 NFL season, what we've seen from the New England Patriots offense is not what we've come to expect from them. The offensive line has struggled to protect 37-year-old quarterback Tom Brady as they've surrendered 30 quarterback hurries in their three games, including four quarterback sacks against the Oakland Raiders last week. Now, the Patriots decided to trade away Pro Bowl guard Logan Mankins to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right before the season. In return, they got backup tight end Tim Wright and a fourth-round pick. As of right now, that move looks to be hurting them more than it's helping them, as they've struggled to protect Tom Brady.
Brady under pressure and hit just as he released the ball.
Now, Brady not having time is largely responsible for the struggles they've had delivering the ball down the field. Brady has completed just one pass out of 13 attempts beyond 20 yards down the field. As a whole, the Patriots offense has only had 31 plays of at least 10 yards, which ranks them 28th in the NFL. The Patriots only have two receivers with at least 55 yards receiving through their three games. That would be receiver Julian Edelman, who's leading the team with 260 yards, and tight end Rob Gronkowski, who has 116 in those three games. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs offense has 5 players with at least 55 yards receiving, and they have 41 plays of at least 10 yards, including 14 last week in their win against the Miami Dolphins. One key matchup in this game for the Chiefs offense will be that they've only had 4 three and outs in 33 drives this season. However, the New England Patriots defense is ranked 5th in the NFL in forcing three and outs. On the defensive side of the ball, both of these teams have been extremely successful at not giving up the big pass play. The Kansas City Chiefs are currently tied for first in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks at only giving up 5 passing plays of 20 yards or more. Again, the Chiefs defense is tied for first in the NFL with not allowing the big play. Now, the New England Patriots defense is right behind them at 3rd in the NFL, only giving up 60 passing plays of 20 yards or more. The strength of this team has been harassing the other team's quarterback. Now, they have 7 sacks in their 3 games. They currently lead the NFL in turnover differential at +6. But that's all a bit misleading because 6 of their 7 sacks came against the Minnesota Vikings and former Chiefs quarterback Matt Castle, where they picked him off 4 times in that game to help that turnover differential. Meanwhile, for a defense that led the NFL in the 2013 season at turnover differential, the Chiefs have yet to create one this season. Now, what better night for that to happen than Monday night against the Patriots? One last thing to keep in mind is that last year, Chiefs fans in Arrowhead Stadium caused 17 false start or delay of game penalties, which was best in the NFL.
From the gun in a deafening Arrowhead Stadium.
False start.
Raiders just shoot themselves in the foot. 3rd false start penalty against Oakland.
Monday night will be one more example of why Chiefs fans in Arrowhead Stadium is the best home field advantage in the NFL.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
So we're always focusing on all the little detailed things that can help us to get better. And I always pointed out, now remember, you put it on tape, 31 other teams is going to take a look at that. And if they don't like it, how do you think we feel about it?
Welcome back to the show. One of the first things Andy Reid did when he came to the Chiefs Kingdom was assemble an outstanding coaching staff. One of those members is running backs coach Eric Bieniemy, who's got an eclectic group of guys in his room. But Bieniemy has coached all of these guys to go to a different level, a big key to the rest of the 2014 season.
.652 to go in the first half. Kyle Davis back in. Trap play goes to Niall Davis up the middle, 15, inside the 10, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Kansas City, turn him loose, beast alert, a 21-yard run by the beast, Niall Davis.
Niall Davis, I saw more in the spring, I saw more in OTAs, I loved him in St. Joe. What about his progression?
You know what, he's growing, obviously working with Jamal and being an assistant for a year, he's starting to learn and starting to figure out. And one thing I always harp on him about is understanding your strengths and working on your weaknesses. And one thing Niall can do, he can put his foot down, he can accelerate up the field, and a lot of people don't realize that's a big man running downhill. So I thought he did a heck of a job this past week, putting his foot down, making decisive decisions, and running hard and accelerating through on contact.
Chiefs are going to hand it off here and give it off to Cyrus Gray. He's going to get a touchdown. Forget going to a knee. Cyrus Gray has his first National Football League touchdown.
Cyrus Gray, to me, he's a different dude from a confidence standpoint.
You know what? Cyrus is a jack of all trades. Cyrus may be our best special teams player, and he does a hell of a job. He's probably our most valuable player if you think about all the different positions that he plays. And obviously what he does on offense, I mean, he can come in and block. He'll come in and make a big run. I mean, he'll get out there and catch a pass on the perimeter. You know, I'm very blessed to have a tremendous group of men.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep right on going here because I kept getting asked, are they going to cut Cyrus and keep Joe? Or are they going to cut Joe and keep Cyrus? You keep both. Now we know why. What about McKnight? What he did last week, and can that be manifested the next 13 weeks?
Here's the thing about Joe. Joe is one of those unique football players. Obviously, I've had an opportunity to know Joe since he was maybe in the eighth or ninth grade at John Curtis High School. Did a little recruiting out there when I was coaching at UCLA. So I've seen Joe do the stuff that he did this past weekend for a number of years. Joe is a very unique player out of the backfield, and obviously he's a hell of a ball carrier as well. Joe has been down this road before. He's had the success, in New York in his past. But we're blessed and fortunate to have him with us, and obviously, I can't complain. I got great people who are great football players.
DeAnthony Thomas is back to take this punt and looks up and takes it, and now he gets hit immediately but spins off the head and goes to the right side. Look. Here goes Depp, 35-yard line, 40 at midfield. He needs a block. He gets it from Ford, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Where's Depp? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, 79-yard fearless punt return by the rookie from Oregon.
Do I even get to ask you about DeAnthony Thomas, or I have to ask David Culley? I mean, you guys keep pulling at each other. Who gets him? Who's coaching him?
You know what? We're all coaching him. He sits in our room at times. He'll sit in Coach Culley's room at times. He spends a lot of time with Coach Tobe, obviously, for punt return and special teams and all that. But you're talking about a tremendous football player now that we're just waiting to let go. And the thing is he brings a different gear to the whole different things that we're building here. And so we're excited. We had a very good victory, but we got to capitalize. We got to keep working. We got to stay within the moment and stay focused and understand that, you know what, each and every week is going to present a different challenge.
Final question. I watch you closely when you coach your guys. And you talked about, I'll get them aligned. Then it's their God-given ability. But I want to ask you about toughness, because it seems like this crew, start with 25 now, is starting to develop a unique set of toughness. What about that? And how much do you teach them?
Well, I always tell them, when we're watching tape, what is the next opponent going to say about you on film? Because you are a direct reflection of what you put on tape. So understand this. If we're not putting a consistent behavior that is needed to put on tape to help us to be the best team that we can possibly be, then guess what? You're not helping build your resume the correct way. So we're always focusing on all the little detailed things that can help us to get better. And I always point it out. Now, remember, you put it on tape, 31 other teams is going to take a look at that. And if they don't like it, how do you think we feel about it? But I will say this. They take a tremendous amount of pride in working. They work very hard. And they understand it's in our room, we have this hard hat mentality. We're going to bring our hard hat, our lunch pail, our thermostat to work every day. We're going to carry our tool belt and utilize our tools to the best of our capabilities.
Arrowhead's amazing. The thing that I love about Arrowhead is we got a new stadium without losing the old. New body, same soul. That to me is Arrowhead. It is the same soul. You walk in, you feel it, you know it. Accoutrements, the beautiful club level seating, the great stadium, the beautiful technology, but it is that same soul, and we didn't lose that when we got the new stadium. I will drive to Kansas City 15 days early if I have to be in the stadium for the national anthem. There's nothing I like more. Get into those stadium seats, see a sea of red around, sing that national anthem. My father, both of my brothers were in the service. I was in the service. The pride of our country, all of the people in the stands. And then just to feel the stadium rumble when we sing in the home of the Chiefs. It's nothing better.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
We look at every play, whether we got beat or we made a great play or, we just kept the quarterback off us. So as a unit, we try to make sure we do the best at keeping the quarterback from looking our way. And if they do throw it our way, capitalize on those opportunities.
Welcome back to the show as the Chiefs prepare for Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. To me, they'll forever be known as the Magnificent Seven. On Labor Day weekend of 2013, the Kansas City Chiefs picked up seven guys off waivers after other teams cut to the 53-man limit. One of those guys was cornerback Marcus Cooper, who has turned in to a big-time starter for this team. He had an outstanding game against the Miami Dolphins. And again, the Chiefs secondary are disallowing those 20-plus yard plays, leading the National Football League in that category. And one of the big reasons is number 31. Let's go to the defensive secondary and Marcus Cooper.
Off to those guys. It's a great unit out there. You know, they played hard and they came out there and executed some of the things that they was asked. So definitely had a great group of guys going against, you know, Wallace, Hartline, and they came and played the best. You know, we got the best of them. We try to be realistic, you know, with within our secondary group. We look at every play, whether we got beat or we made a great play, or, you know, we just kept the quarterback off us. So, you know, we just go out there and as a unit, we try to make sure we do the best at keeping the quarterback from looking our way, and if they do throw it, I would capitalize on the opportunity.
Shotgun snap on third down and 10, back shoulder, throw incomplete! And Cooper came around to play it on the opposite side that Wallace was thinking.
Oh, you know, definitely. So, you know, it's frustrating, but we know that it's a long season. The balls are eventually going to come as long as we continue to press.
And it was like, let's go. That was the one. I ain't going to get no more.
And that's one thing. Gosun continues to stress upon us, you know, just keep pressing. Those plays will come to us. So we want to keep pushing forward, and, you know, we'll make that an emphasis. And you continue to fight during the game, and those balls will continue to come to us. And, you know, we're just going to capitalize on those opportunities when they get there. Oh, you know, we have a man-to-man scheme. Just lock up whoever we put in front of. You know, be physical with those guys. You know, just give them a hard time. Throw off the timing. Just give the our defense and line and our linebackers have time to get to the quarterback. So, you know, we're just out there to keep the deep balls off us and get the guys up front some time to get to the quarterback.
Tannehill will throw, moving to the right, and it's incomplete. He was locked up with Marcus Cooper.
There we go.
Oh, you know, we all step up. You know, that's what we go through training camp for. When our leader's down, general down, you know, we look through each other and we go out there and try to execute our game plan.
There you go. There you go. I'm talking about. That's Wilson. Scream.
You know, we always have each other's back, so we're always going to talk to each other out there. We're always going to make the correction we need to make, and we're just going to go ahead and do what we're asked to do. When you want to win games, you want to get to the big dance at the end of the day. So we all go out there. We hold each other accountable. You know, Coach and John Dorsey, they did a great job of bringing in guys who can actually fill in when, you know, injuries occur. So, and as players, we're just going to come out there and do what we're asked and make some plays.
Here we go. We'll be back on. The guys are getting impatient. They're going to try something.
Try to let our play talk for us, you know, and we're not too big on getting into it with other guys, you know, we're just going to continue to come out here and play ball, do what we love to do, and hopefully make plays when we're supposed to.
Get up, G. It's a way to play.
3-1, nice job.
Nice job, Coop.
I definitely feel like I progressed since last year. You know, go out there and recognize formations and things like that. But
hey, flip!
But it's always a learning curve for me. And I always want to continue to go out there and learn every day at this, especially at this game. You know, I don't want to ever get bored with it. Learning from my guys around me, like Eric Berry, you know, Sean Smith, Hussein Abdullah, Ron Parker, all these guys in the secondary, you know, Chris Owens, then.
I saw you bounce back with.
Being able to look back at, you know, Al Harris and Coach E, you know, these guys have definitely been able to help me to learn something every day or perfect something every day, and hopefully that'll keep me in this league as long as possible.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. A lot of anticipation at Arrowhead Stadium as the Chiefs host Monday Night Football, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots. Next week, the drama continues. The Chiefs go to San Francisco, a 49ers team that selected Alex Smith with the number one pick in the 2005 draft. So Alex goes back to San Francisco with his teammates for another big game. And we'll have a big show waiting for you right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. and by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community.
Trap.